A senior counterterrorism official at the CIA is accusing the Bush administration of mishandling the fight against al-Qaeda. Michael Scheuer is the former head of the CIA's special Osama bin Laden unit. He also is the author of the book Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror. That book was published last summer under the name Anonymous. We spoke with him about that book in the summer on the condition that we only use his first name, Mike. Over the weekend, Mike spoke with the New York Times by his full name in an interview that the CIA did not authorize. Michael Scheuer joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, ma'am?
Fine, thank you. You have, if you will, come out by name to talk about a letter that you sent to the 9/11 Commission.
To the 9/11 Commission and to both of the intelligence committees in the Congress. That letter was meant as a communication between me and the committees chose to provide it to the New York Times and several other news organizations, and also the Atlantic Monthly acquired it and is going to be publishing part of it, I think, today.
And the letter is critical of some of the work of the 9/11 Commission, but why don't you describe it?
The letter primarily outlines 10 instances in which CIA officers brought to the attention of senior management of the agency problems in terms of how the community was working against bin Laden. And in none of those instances, and they all went to the very senior-most leadership of the agency, and none of them were ever rectified or fixed. And now we find a situation in which the men and women of the agency who have delivered, if you read the 9/11 Commission report, multiple opportunities to capture or have the military address the issue of bin Laden, being blamed for failures which really rightfully lie at the senior-most levels of its leadership.
You have spoken to us last summer,
yes,
voicing criticisms of the Bush administration's approach to worldwide terrorism. What can you say about that now, speaking by name?
I don't think it's limited to the president's administration. I think it's just an American mindset. We are a people who are fixed on a law enforcement approach to fixing societal problems. We're prone as a people to look at these kinds of organizations as mafia-like organizations or gangsters, and we're used in our history to arrest one at a time, and it's simply too big. They're not terrorist groups so much as an insurgency, and we need to take the opportunity to attack them when we can, and we certainly have to work more cooperatively within the community, and that starts with leadership. And that brings me back again to the letter that I sent to the intelligence communities, which really needs, I think, the American people deserve to understand why the community was not led with more aggressiveness and more decision in the run-up to 2001.
The intelligence community.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure, ma'am.
Michael Scheuer is a counterterrorism official at the CIA.